The day after his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, Jesus went back to the temple, and for the second time in his ministry, he drove out the merchants and money changers who were buying and selling there. He had left Bethany in the early morning to go to Jerusalem, and as he went along, he felt hungry. Seeing a fig tree by the road, he went up to it to see if he could find any fruit on it, but he found nothing but leaves. So he said to the tree, "May you never bear fruit again," and immediately it withered. As it was spring, it was not yet time for the good summer figs, but in Palestine fig trees produce early fruit called green figs. These are small, edible fruit of inferior quality, which appear before the leaves and are eaten by poor people. The tree had leaves, but there was no sign of any fruit. It was therefore barren. Jesus used this incident to teach an important lesson. Not long before, he had told a parable about a fig tree planted in good soil in a vineyard, but the tree was unfruitful. The owner of the vineyard had hoped to find figs on it, but for 3 years he found nothing, so he told the gardener to cut it down. The man, however, asked permission to leave it there for 1 more year, so that he could dig round it and fertilize it. If, after that, it bore no fruit, then it would be cut down. The fig tree was a symbol of Israel. God, who was the owner, expected to find spiritual fruit there, because he had taken great care of his people. He had given them the law and the prophets, and finally his own son. But the nation had only produced an outward appearance of righteousness, represented by the leaves, while the fruit coming from an obedient heart and a holy life was missing. The lesson of the withered fig tree was a solemn warning to the Jewish nation and its leaders. It was a living image of coming judgment. The next morning, as Jesus and his disciples were going to Jerusalem, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. Peter remarked, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has died." Jesus used this incident to teach his followers a lesson in faith. "Have faith in God," he answered. "If you pray with faith, not only will you do what was done to the fig tree, but you will even remove mountains." But he added, "When you pray, forgive whatever you may have against others, so that your heavenly Father may forgive you your sins." When they arrived in Jerusalem, the chief priests and the elders came to him as he was walking in the temple courts, and asked him by what authority he was doing these things, and who gave him that authority. Jesus was not only teaching and healing the people every day, but twice he had driven the merchants and money changers out of the temple area. The Jewish leaders were hoping to trap him into saying something that they could use against him. If he publicly confessed that he was the promised Messiah, the Son of God, the priests would accuse him of blasphemy, which was punished with death. If he admitted he was the king of Israel, they would denounce him as a traitor to the Roman authorities. And if he claimed no particular authority, they would condemn him as an impostor. Jesus answered by asking another question. "If you answer me," he said, "I will tell you by what authority I am doing these things. John's baptism, where did it come from? Was it from heaven or from men?" This question embarrassed the Jewish leaders, because John the Baptist had publicly admitted that Jesus was the Messiah, the Son of God. If they said that John was a true prophet sent by God, they had to admit that what he had said was true. But if, on the other hand, they denied John's God-given calling, the people would become angry, because everyone considered John to be a true prophet of God. Taken aback, the Jews discussed it among themselves and said, "If we say from heaven, he will ask, 'Why then didn't you believe him?' But if we say from men, we are afraid of the people, for they all hold that John was a prophet." So they answered, "We don't know." Then Jesus replied, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things." Next episode, the parables of the two sons and of the tenants in the vineyard.